Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, it's the age-old question, what constitutes a cheese board?
Oh, you can't have a cheese board without the cheese. You can't have a cheese board without the board.
Well, yeah, obviously. These are cheese board 101s. Oh, I was looking more for cheese board 102s. Spurred on by a cheese board 103 that someone told me over the weekend. Hurt my feelings. And just a man trying to prepare a nice romantic cheese board. Never happy, are they, those quince paste lovers? Also, pathetic allergies. Turns out I'm allergic to jigsaw puzzles. No biggie, guys. I'll bounce back. Plus, a classic game of close call or wet pants.
Did you piss your pants? You have a little pissy? Little pissy, pissy pants?
Nah, a majority were close calls. Or breakings of water. Should have added a third option in there. And then we just went rogue. Just wanted to tell me about how they gave birth. Twice. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Hate to bring just a sour mood over the show, but this is something that's really been weighing on me for, well, past 6 hours. Yesterday was International Cheese Lovers Day. And, of course, it's something as a cheese lover that I celebrate proudly, loud and proudly. Decided that I'd go down and have a little picnic date with someone. Thought, you know what? It's a nice second date. The weather's supposed to be good. It will coincide with International Cheese Lovers Day. How about we do a little cheese board? Nice little cheese board picnic. She said, that sounds fantastic. Right down there on the oval, you bring the rug, sunshine. I'll take care of the cheese. She's down there, nice and early. We're watching over the water. She's got the rug set up. She's bought a couple of bottles of sparkling water. Thinking this is going to be a fantastic day. And I put a lot of effort into this one. I thought, you know what? I'll go all out here. Went to my most lavish delicatessen I could find in the area. Went and scoured. Got a whole heap of cheeses. Brie was obviously on the cards. The water crackers. Got a Sanazuri Blue. Real soft. Great high quality cheese. $14.99 for about a doorstop's worth. Tasmanian heritage cheddar. Pistachios. Almonds. Cranberries, white chocolate nibs, went the whole hog, and I laid it all out. I had the gourmet knife, I had everything there. It was fantastic. What a setting. I thought, you've really outdone yourself here, Lakey. What a keeper you bloody are. And she looks at me, and just I think, well, she's going in for a kiss. She's saying, this is the sweetest thing that anyone's ever done for me. She's saying, all right, I like it. I'm going to put a ring on it right now. What is she about to say after I prepared this amazing cheese board on a second date? You know what she bloody says? It's not a cheese board without the quince paste. Well, Sandra Sully with the late news. Didn't realise I could get away with the cheese board without serving a bit of quince paste. 13:10:60. I mean, what I wanted to do was it's not a cheese board without ... Producer Jack out there. You know what he said earlier on today? We're at my lowest point when I'm already low on confidence.
We're not wasting two breaks on that.
How dare you?
Yeah, well, it's a cheese board. It's a bit fancy, you know. Our listeners don't get to have cheese boards all the time.
Why don't
you know?
Get to have cheese boards all the time?
Is What's on a cheese board? Cheese and crackers. That's it. That's the only thing that makes a cheese board. I think your girlfriend was just a little bit too fancy.
Whoa. Easy there with the G word, big boy. Look, I think it was a low act to question the quince paste and the lack thereof. But you can't deny that there are certain bits that need to be on the board. I mean, I didn't realise it was a quince paste issue. Had I have rocked up the cheese board without a wheel of camembert, maybe it would have been warranted. You can't have a cheese board without camembert. Yes, maybe. I would probably agree with her there. Quince paste? Come on.
So please, baby, please, open your heart. Talk about cheese.
Come on, guys. International Cheese Lovers Day yesterday. I mean, am I crazy? Am I the one in the wrong? Have I committed cheese board foul without any of the quince paste? 13:10:60. Complete the sentence. It's not a cheese board without ... This is where we put 60 seconds on the clock to see if anyone calls through because producer Jack doesn't think it's strong enough to waste two breaks on. Miranda in Melbourne. You've called through on 131060. Very fired up. Finish the sentence. It's not a cheese board without dot, dot, dot. Miranda? Oh, Miranda, don't listen to the radio on delay, for goodness sake.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
The Lord Saviour is war.
What?
I mean, the Lord's return is war.
What
are you? The Lord's return is war.
What are you talking about? The Lord's return is not war.
The Lord's return is war.
Doesn't even make any sense. We're talking about cheese boards. Not your bloody Lord's return. Shut up. Shut up. What is going on? How'd she get through to the keeper, guys? Far out. 131060. What belongs on a cheese board? Jack in Melbourne. Hello.
How you going, Danny?
Oh, good. Finally some sense on the show. Finally a man who knows what's up.
Mate, you need a cheese board with camembert.
Oh, of course you need a bit of cheese board with a camembert. Yes. Exactly right. 100%.
Right. That's it.
Cheese board, water cracker, camembert, Santa Zusoff blue. I mean, I've really gone the whole hog here. White chocolate nibs? Unheard of.
Yep.
Quince paste? What even is quince paste?
Hell's yeah, Chris Page is for losers, mate.
He's bloody for losers. Darren in Melbourne on 131060. It's not a cheese board without...
strawberries and kiwi fruit, Denny.
You always bring a whole fruit salad with the cheese board.
Strawberries, to be honest, I don't mind a bit of strawberry action. The kiwi, that's really outside of the box thinking from you. Really outside of the box. You value a kiwi fruit over a quince paste on the cheese board?
I certainly never
seen
a quince paste on my cheese board.
Not where I'm from, mate. Not where I'm from. They do differently up here. It's bloody kiwis and strawberries, not only like quince paste.
Caleb, hello.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Yeah, good. Really gathering some momentum here on the phones after that train wreck preaching on about a Lord and Saviour about 3 minutes ago. What has to be on the cheese board?
Salami and meats, mate.
Oh, of course! A few salties! A few salties! Yeah. And don't you think for a second I didn't have some pastrami on that bad boy?
Oh, yeah, exactly, mate. You got to have all of it.
Yeah, you need the creamy cheeses and the salty meats. And far out.
Yeah, it's just a perfect combo.
The ironic thing is that, yes, it's so romantic, but those two foods combined together make your breath smell heinous.
Oh, yeah, that's always a bad one, mate. Need a mint after that.
Oh, a bit of mint on the cheese board as well. Thanks for the calls. Could have wasted two breaks on that, producer Jack.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
This is something that it's going to feel good getting off my chest. I've been sitting on this for a while. I guess it's embarrassed, maybe slightly ashamed to share this with a national audience because it's a stain. It's a stain on myself, not only as a person, physically, emotionally, spiritually. This characteristic doesn't sit well, and it's really sat in my guts for the past couple of weeks. And I thought, oh, do I share this? Do I not? I thought, you know what, whatever. Take the power out of it. Like, take the power out of it right away, because if someone finds this out one day, this could be sort of like very embarrassing, very shameful. And you can take the venom out of it just by using this platform. I thought, you know what? Who cares? Sticks and stones will break my bones. Words will never hurt me. I'm allergic to jigsaw puzzles. There we go, guy. It feels good.
What do you mean?
No,
you're allergic to jigsaw puzzles.
No, you think
you just hate them?
No. How dare you? Love a jigsaw. Love a jig. Love a weekend jig. 1,000-piecer. Nice little Greek Santorini vista. Far out the challenge. 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. It'll take you a couple of months to do, by the way. It's a great little table piece. No. Love a good jigsaw puzzle. I'm not saying I hate jigsaw puzzles. No, I absolutely love them. I can't do them. That's what's so annoying. That's what's so shameful. That's what's so hurtful about it. I am physically allergic to jigsaw puzzles. I know I'm allergic to jigsaw puzzles because I only puzzle with one hand. And every time I do a jigsaw puzzle, this hand breaks out in a massive red rash. Very itchy, very dry, very red, very scaly. Psoriasis, perhaps? I'm not sure. I've been too embarrassed to go to the doctor about it. It eases on its own as long as I stop puzzling. That's the thing. What a pathetic allergy. And you know what it is? It's not the gloss side of the puzzle. It's not the gloss side. That bit's fine. It's the back of the puzzle where it's like that bluey, greeny, grey cardboard. And what happens, usually I'll have a massive outbreak when I start a brand newie. because I'll sort out all the pieces. I'll get the corners and I'll get the sides and I'll get the edges and stuff. And I'm grabbing big handfuls of the things and I'm sorting through them with my puzzle hand, which is my writing hand as well, which is this bloody inconvenient. And you can see at the end, if you've done a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle before, you empty all the pieces out, you shake it round, you'll see like a little collection of like little fine bits of cardboardy sawdust at the end. And I think that's what's doing it. There's something in that, some sort of phosphate, perhaps, in that that's drying out my skin and making me very allergic to it. How would you be? I mean, it feels good. It feels real good on 13 10 60, despite it being a pathetic allergy.
What is your pathetic allergy? Allergy. What is your pathetic allergy?
13 10 60.
Allergy.
All right, Shane. What's your pathetic allergy? I mean, it's something, I get it, like a lot of people, they're allergic to bees and peanuts and whatnot, and everyone's like, oh yeah, you know, makes sense, yeah, poor you, right, steer clear of the nuts, no peanut butter, please. That's fine, no weakness in that. But just the random things, where if you were to tell someone, they'd be like, excuse me, what are you talking about? Well, my brother, I mean, I feel bad, but my brother, he's allergic to bananas. Legit, cannot eat a banana, he'll vomit it up straight away, and it's not because he doesn't like the taste, he loves them. It's like me, he has a love for the puzz. A love for the banana, but he can't do it. Fate is a cruel, fickle mistress from time to time. 13, 10, 60, what's your pathetic allergy? Made me feel slightly better about my puzzle fungus. It's getting around my hands as well. The more random, the better. I remember a story, a chick was allergic to mango skin once upon a time. This is the sort of thing. Pathetic allergies on the air next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
13, 10, 60, we're doing this.
What is your pathetic allergy? What is your pathetic allergy? Allergy.
Yeah, 13, 10, 60, pathetic allergy. I mean, not your run-of-the-mill sort of allergic reactions, that's fine. Oh, yeah, you're sneezing at a bit of dust, are you? You get stung by a bee, you have to go to hospital. Big whoop. Fair enough. Continue on your merry way. Looking for the pathetic allergies on 13, 10, 60. Something that really sort of feels like it dehumanises you. But I tell you what, it feels good getting it out there. Just airing your dirty allergic laundry. I was very brave just before and shared with the nation that I indeed am allergic to 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzles. And there's no shame in it. Take the venom right out of it. It's the back piece. It's not gloss side. It's the dry side, the face down bit. Cardboardy sort of sawdust. I don't know. It's just reacting with my skin. It's not good. Bit of psoriasis. Small bit of fungus, dare I say. I cannot puzz anymore. Yeah, that's a lie. I do puzz. I wear a glove. I wear a yellow Ansel rubber glove to do my jigsaw puzzles, guys. 13, 10, 60, Olivia in Victoria. What are you allergic to? It's pathetic.
I'm actually allergic to the sun.
Oh, God. And then usually we end with the most pathetic caller.
It's got a scientific name, so it's actually called urethropoietic protoporphyria. So
you lost me at urethra.
Urethropoietic protoporphyria. So when I go in the direct sunlight, my hands and my feet feel like they're in a really hot stove. And I get really bad migraines and I'm throwing up and, yeah, it's horrible.
Oh, God. How do you...
I have to wear, like, white clothes, white gloves, stay out of the sun, especially in summer, as much as possible.
Oh, God. You're like that mascot on the White Lady funeral adverts.
It's a real thing.
Do you yearn for a good sunbake, much like I yearn for a good puzzle sesh?
I am as white as anything, so I get a lot of... for it, trust me.
Yeah, well, I bet it shuts them down real quick when you let them know you got urethra photosynthesis.
Yeah, look, they don't believe me. They think I'm lying until I come out with the scientific name. I'm like, yep, that's a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
And Google it, and then they're like, oh, okay, well, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Egg on their face. Thanks, Olivia. Casey and Bendigo, your pathetic allergies.
Bug repellent.
Jesus Christ. It's more pathetic than I thought. It's woeful is what it is. So, I mean, you're getting bitten by bugs and nothing, like, you try and stop it and then you're getting bitten by the actual repellent as well. Well, what happens? Rash? Fungus?
Yeah. About that.
It's not. It's like I can't win either way.
No,
really.
You really can't. You're bedridden, much like the other girl. Outside elements are really. At least mine's something inside that can be controlled. This is so.
Well, I think we better just stay inside.
You must stay in your room. Even stay under the covers. Yeah. I'll describe the world as it goes by.
I'll have to walk with a mozzie net. Outside.
Oh, God. You're taking a dark twist with Casey from Bendigo. All right, Ashley from Shepparton, wrap this up on 131060. Pathetic allergy.
I have a daughter allergic to strawberries and one allergic to mangoes.
Oh, you're the mango girl. Yeah. Is it eating mangoes or touching mangoes?
She can't eat it. She had an anaphylactic shock when she was little, and my oldest can't have strawberries, and we all know if she's had one because you can see it on her skin.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Does she have a hankering for them?
Eczema actually is exacerbated by citrus food, and strawberries is a really high citrus food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Steer clear during a breakout, I'd say. Hey, I lied. We're going to wrap it up with Leah in Melbourne on 131060. Hello.
Hi.
Greetings.
Hello.
Curtsy.
Yeah, I'm just being an idiot. What are you allergic to?
I'm allergic to, like, the little buttons on your jeans.
Oh. Whoa. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Ooh.
I know. So I've got to, like, cover them in nail polish. It's crazy.
Oh, no. Dodgy as phone line, by the way. But what does it affect? Like, your hands when you touch it, or, like, your pubis? Your pubis?
No. It just gives me, like, a little rash. Like on the side of my hips or, like, where the button fits. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, your pubis.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Far out. Chaos at the Sydney airport over the weekend, wasn't it? Sick air traffic controllers, they put it down to. And strong winds. Yeah, a bit of a combination of both. A couple of sickies from the men up high in the tower and terrible environmental conditions. Yeah, plenty of planes delayed. Weekend, of course, people want to get down interstate, little trips, overseas holidays and whatnot. Oh, yeah, just throws the airport into meltdown. It's never any good. Pretty famous tweet getting around as well. Picked up a bit of a virality over the weekend. Someone stuck on the tarmac. Lolgasms was their name. I really need to pee, they said. But the plane hasn't parked because of operational issues. And we need to stay seated. Literally going to pee my pants, and it's going to be Sydney Airport's fault. Oh, can you imagine sitting there? Because the flight attendants, they don't muck around with those rules either, do they? When the plane's on the tarmac... Nah, no going to the toilet. No way, Jose. Excuse me. Sit down, madam. Seatbelt signs on. And all for safety, mind you. But can you imagine? Like, because there's a fine line, isn't there? Like, there's probably stages. Like, right now, I can safely say that even if I was to push my bladder my hardest, not even milliliters would come out right now. Like, I'm drained. I'm fine. Well, that's level one. Level two, you feel a tingle. You're like, okay, sometime within the next hour, I'm going to have to probably sort this situation out. When you get the pang, probably level three, the piss pang. Yeah, I'll go to the toilet right about now, I think. Level four is shit. I need to go. Hi. Where's the toilet? Excuse me. Where are the bathrooms here? And then level five is like you just cease to think of anything else outside getting to a urination station. You've really mistimed your run. And it happens. It happens from time to time.
We want to know if it was just a close call or did you really wet your pants? We want to know if it was just a close call or did you really wet your pants?
Yeah, 131060, good old-fashioned game of close call or did you wet your pants? So you sort of, like, you tell the story, I guess, and, like, talk us through it. Where were you? Setting, storytelling, imagination required, etc. And then just stop just before the main climax. And I'll guess, did you make it? Was it a close call? Did you actually make it in the end? Or did you actually piss your pants?
Like, we've actually just had a lady that we work with call in. She wants to play. And she is a big dog. She's the national syndicated manager. She works here.
No.
And she wants to play this
Emma.
Game.
Emma down the end.
Yep, Emma.
Oh, the big dog. Hello, Emma. How are you?
Hello.
Didn't realise you were a fan of the show.
Oh, I'm a massive fan. Long time listener, first time caller.
Well,
I feel like this is an appropriate time to call.
Fantastic.
As well.
Thank you. Well, yes. Well done on popping your Danny Lakey cherry on what is one of the most sinister, disgusting caller topics we've ever done. All right, you know how it works, all right? Okay, spin a yarn. And then I'll guess, just before the actual end point, I'll guess whether you had a close call or you actually pissed your pants.
Okay, all right. 9 months pregnant,
ooh.
I was, and desperate to go to the toilet.
Yep, sure.
Did I...
Now, where, what are we talking here? Where is the setting? Shopping centre, at home?
No, I was at home, and I was serving my son dinner.
Okay.
And had the urge.
Yep,
did
sure.
I? What did I do? Did I make it to the hospital and give birth, or what did I? What do you think the ending is?
Oh, okay. Are we talking? Are you pissing out a baby? Is that?
Well, water kind of went splashing all over the floor.
Okay.
And
look. I'm going to say, you're in the vicinity of your own home. As busy as dinner time can be, and as stressful as a pregnancy in the final trimester is, I'm going to say. It was a close call and you managed to waddle to the toilet, then hopefully do your business, then go to the hospital and have the baby.
Wrong.
Oh.
Oh, man.
You pissed in your pants.
Yeah, I pissed my pants and I blamed it on my waters breaking. I went to the hospital and they told me I pissed my pants.
Oh, right, so hang on. So you thought you were about to give birth. Your water broke all over the kitchen floor, or so you thought.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, guys, it's time. She's coming. I'm like, no. Just a weak tract.
Yes, I had my nurse friend put her hand gently on my shoulder and sit me down and say, I'm afraid you just pissed your pants.
Oh, no.
There's a stain on my carpet to prove it.
Oh, great.
Oh, man.
You pissed in your pants.
131060, close call, or did you piss your pants? See you tomorrow at work, National Syndicated Manager.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Good old-fashioned game of close call, or did you wet your pants?
We want to know if it was just a close call, or did you really wet your pants? We want to know if it was just a close call, or did you really wet your pants?
Well, the game comes off the back of a very busy weekend for the Sydney Airport, with planes delayed, flights cancelled, the whole shebang, and a tweet going viral from someone called Lolgasms, saying she, I think it's a she. I really need a pee, but the plane hasn't parked because of operational issues, and we need to stay seated. Literally going to pee my pants, and it's going to be Sydney Airport's fault. We're no closer to learning whether she pissed herself right there in 27B, or if she managed to get to the toilet in time. But there's stages, isn't there? And we've all been there, where it goes to from a code yellow to a code red very quickly. And you're like, okay, what are my options here? I've either got to find a toilet stat, I've got to lower my pride, swallow my ego, whip out me todge or me other and just do it in the middle of the street or wherever I am, or just accept my cruel, fickle, wet fate. Let it drip down my denim, right through me ankles and down between all of me digits, right down in the tarsals. 131060. Explain the story, Adam in Melbourne. Don't give away the juice. I'm going to try and guess whether you wet yourself or just had a close call.
Yeah, righto. Long-time listener. First time caller, good to be on.
Great.
So anyway, I'd had a big night out on the town with the boys in the city, and we all relieved ourselves before getting on the train.
Great.
And then started making the journey back down to our suburbs, and put it this way, I still had 4 stations to go, and I didn't know whether I was going to make it.
Ooh, okay. How long had you been on the train at this point when you got to the 4 stations to go? Are we talking 20 minutes, an hour?
About 45 minutes.
Okay, solid train journey. So you've got another 15 minutes to survive, and you've already hit code red.
Yep, about that, and I was code red.
Bit of booze involved. We all know when you break the seal,
lots
it comes comes on heavy, hot and strong.
That's it.
Look, I'm gonna say you went into the corner and did your business. I think you wet yourself on the train.
Nah, well, I certainly had to put the hand down the pants and clamp it to run to the corner of the train, but yeah, I got there.
Yes.
Close call.
Well done, Adam. Good stuff. He lives to fight another day. Not only that, but a double pass to Glass as well in cinemas now. Thanks for playing Athena in Melbourne. Hello.
Hi.
Wee. Pep in your step. Yeah. I'm just trying to gauge, like, I'm just trying to paint a mental picture already. Just give me that one up before I even hear the story. I'm here. Is Athena the kind of lady who's just going to swallow the ego and just go hell for leather? Or is she someone who's managed to, like, sort of suss out the nearest toilet or the nearest bush at least? Because that's all you need. Sometimes, oh, yeah, you're just begging for privacy. Talk us through the story, Athena.
Well, it was about 5 o'clock in the morning. I was wandering to the toilet. I was absolutely busting at this stage, and I'm just walking along. And then, what do you think happened?
Okay, so you've gotten out of your bed, and I assume you've got a toilet in the house.
Yes.
What's it? Is it an ensuite? Ensuite setup or separate?
Separate. It's at the other end of the house.
I mean, I've been desperate for a wee before, but I think we've all got that 15-second bedroom through the hallway to the toilet filter in us that we can hold it in. I think you've got the kegs, to hold it in. I think...
Close call.
What was it?
It was actually my waters breaking.
Oh, man.
You pissed in your pants.
Is that... I don't know what water breaking is. I don't know what that is. The birth.
When you're pregnant.
Oh,
yeah.
More birth stories again. Yes, good. Something I know very little about, but have heard many times. Still, is it piss? Is that piss when your water breaks?
No. It's amniotic fluid.
Great. Oh, I thought so. The old amniotic. Silly me.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.